Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that's when we like to take a look at current business issues that are trending across our state and discuss them with one of our fellow news media friends. Jessica Holdman is a reporter with the South Carolina Daily Gazette. She joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Jessica, welcome back to the program.
It's great to be back, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
Well, South Carolina had some really big news this week in the business world. It came in the form of the second largest single investment to be announced in state history. Northmark Strategies announced that it would be investing $2.8 billion in a computing center in Spartanburg County.
It beat out Scout Motors in the Midlands then, over $2.8 billion, you say?
Absolutely. Comes in just behind Redwood Materials, $3.5 billion announcement in Berkeley County. They are a battery recycling company. Now, while Northmark Strategies has a big dollar amount, $2.8 billion, they won't be employing nearly as many. 27 people is the jobs number for Northmark. They haven't disclosed what those jobs will be or the potential salary for those positions, but going to be bringing in some tax money, but maybe not the jobs that you've seen in some of these larger announcements like Scout.
And so this is a data center?
Well, it's not quite a data center. It's close. It's called a high-performance computing center. So while data centers are full of servers that can house and store data, this one, they're focused more on analyzing large amounts of data. These high-performance computing centers, they work by connecting either what they call a cluster of computers, or they build supercomputers that can handle larger amounts.
And so maybe AI might be involved as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
One thing also to talk about Northmark would be they are going to be different from the data centers in another way. They are going to be generating their own power. They have a natural gas pipeline that is near the facility they're moving into. And so unlike what we've seen with Facebook, with Google needing hundreds of megawatts of power, they're going to be making their own. So it won't be quite as much of a stressor on the grid.
All right. So what else are you seeing?
The other big thing we saw this week was a trio of bills around legalized gambling. Got a hearing in the State House this week, which, while they are unlikely to pass this year and will likely see some opponents next year if they come about as part of the second year of this two-year legislative session, just the fact that they got a hearing alone was a pretty big deal. The bill that got the most attention would be for a casino in Orangeburg County, around the shores of Lake Marion.
And so we're not talking on Native American reservations this time. This is actually state allowed on private property, I guess. Possibly.
This would be on private property. Yes, Mike. And actually, you mentioned the Catawba Nation. This was something that they had tried to do for years, and they're in opposition to this because they don't want to be left out the way that they have been. They built a casino across the border in North Carolina. They'd still like to do one in South Carolina. And so to see this bill come across, actually with a former development partner of theirs, had them coming out against that piece of legislation this week.
So I guess that'll be interesting to watch next session.
Yes. And again, it does face an uphill battle, both in the House and the Senate. And even if it were to pass both houses, it would still have to get across the governor's desk. And the governor has made no bones about it that he would oppose a casino.
Well, Jessica, thank you so much for the update.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
Jessica Holdman is a reporter with the South Carolina Daily Gazette. She joined us by phone from her office in Columbia. We will have a link to the Gazette posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.